This is Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. Let's imagine that we're sitting in a circle of cold steel chairs in a church basement. Our leader asks if we have anything that we want to share. Everyone's really quiet. There's a long, uncomfortable pause. Finally, I can't take it anymore, so I start. "Hello, my name is Scott." I hear the people reply, "Hello, Scott." I hesitate, but decide to go for it. "My name is Scott, and I am a grumbler." If you're a human that's breathing today, you know something about grumbling. We track towards discontentment. None of us needed any instruction in the art of complaint. It's as natural to us as inhaling. The monster of misery seems to be everywhere in these days of quarantine. Fear, financial loss, isolation. Sadly, even some of our homes reek with it. In Philippians 2:14, Paul the Apostle lifts up a lofty target for the church in Philippi. He says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." It's the three-letter word "all" that rocks my world. Most of us can do some things without complaining, but all? Really? Notice that God does not negotiate with our grumbling hearts. Our Maker knows that complaining is actually a gauge of our soul. The simple truth is that I cannot stop complaining unless God holds an intervention. When the glory of His rescue saturates my heart, then, and only then, will my touchy, whiny selfishness be sent packing. With disinfectant all the rage these days, don't stop with the doorknobs and the handles. Why not cry out, "Cleanse me, O God"? This verse challenges my heart, and it stirs up my confidence in God. How does it serve you? This has been Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.